At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
Hey everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Chihuahua City in central Chihuahua in Mexico. I just finished a community development presentation, which are some of my favorite, because it allows me to kind of crawl inside of an economy and look at it from the inside. And I thought this would be a great backdrop to talk about the future of American industrial development, specifically in terms of what we're going to do as the Chinese system breaks down. Right now, the Chinese produce about half of all manufactured goods by value in the world, and as the Chinese demographic bomb collapses and implodes the entire economic system, we're going to have to find alternatives, and places like Chihuahua City, which are under massive construction right now to help compensate for the coming shortage, are one of the few places that actually are a good fit for the United States. Not only do we have NAFTA and NAFTA 2, which was negotiated by former president, now future president Trump, so we know it's something he's broadly okay with, there's a proximity issue. Also, a lot of this hard work has already been done. The northern Mexican states all already trade more with the United States than they do with the rest of Mexico. In many ways, they've already become integrated into our economic system. But each of them has their own story. Places like Monterrey or Tijuana or Juarez are directly across the border from places like the Texas Triangle, or San Diego, or El Paso, and so have a more traditional integration story where products go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, doing whatever finishing work needs to be done. Here in Chihuahua City, it's a little different. Chihuahua is a landlocked state, and the Chihuahua City is right in the middle of it, and it's a four-hour drive just to get to the next city of size, and then like a 12-hour drive from there to get anywhere else. So this is not a city that can integrate in the traditional sense. They have to do most of the work themselves, which means they do go into different industries. Normally, when you have a place in, say, Monterrey or Juarez, you're going to bring in a degree of American managers and especially American technology in order to plug in labor in the local Mexican community to whatever is across the border in the United States. Here, that's not the case. Here, they have to move up the value-added chain to do more value-added themselves and send more finished products and more finished components onto whoever the final finisher in the manufacturing chain or final consumer happens to be. So while they do things like automotive, which of course the Mexicans are great at, they also do a lot of aerospace, and I'd argue that the facilities here are in many ways more technologically advanced than what Airbus uses in most of Europe. They also design mid-tier semiconductors, meaning this is one of the few places in Mexico that actually has a knowledge economy. And when it comes to things like semiconductors, they don't have the population to have a fab plant for themselves, but they take the semi-finished semiconductors that come from a place like, say, Phoenix, and they do the testing and the packaging and incorporate them into intermediate products, which is a much higher value-add process than a mere fab facility. Put it all together, and Chihuahua City not only has the highest productivity output per hour of input of labor in Mexico, it's above that of about a third of the American states, and it's above that of every single Canadian province. So while we prepare for a post-China world, places like Chihuahua aren't only hitting the ground running, they already have a lot of the infrastructure in place. and the construction you're hearing is new industrial parks going up left and right.